recording. Yeah, I hit the white thing. Now I turn that thing off, and then
is it off?
I got it.
Oh,
I got it.
Yeah, now I don't hear it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in good shape now.
Yeah, 7 minutes of not lost because we did speak over it.
Yeah, yeah.
7 minutes. It started 17, and now it's 24. Yeah.
Oh my!
Well, congratulations.
Okay, and now I can send.
Somebody didn't do that purposely to you.
No, Scott told me there's this little white button that's on the desk that I never use, and I apparently must have bumped it when I hit your phone. Did you notice that I lost you when you first when you first called in?
Yeah, I called in and suddenly it ended, and I called again and it didn't connect, and I had to call a third time.
Well,
yes.
I reached over to get you, and I think I must have hit it then, and now we're good.
Oh, we're good. Well, now you know the white button.
White button if I can't move the cursor.
Yeah, it's good to have something to laugh about at least, because there's nothing to be happy about in the last week or even today. I am absolutely furious over the Supreme Court because I was watching it on TV.
Are you watching it now? So
it's over, you know.
Oh, it is over.
Yeah, they didn't show them, but they heard their voices and it showed who was saying what. And I'm telling you, there's a couple people, particularly on that court, and I have to say, one appointed by Father Bush and one by Son Bush, that they are nightmares, meaning Clarence Thomas, appointed by George H.W. Bush, and Samuel Alito, appointed by George W. Bush. And, you know, these people, I think, belong in the 19th century, and they're making cases about Plessy v. Ferguson they're bringing up. And, so that's a different thing. Plessy v. Ferguson was overruled by Brown v. Board of Education because it was a negative thing that was made positive. Now they want to make something that's positive, that women have rights, and take it away from them. It just infuriates me. I'm really angry. I'm really very angry. And I'm not sure that there's going to be a stopped, although supposedly Kavanaugh might be and Roberts might be, but I'm saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg should not have passed away, and it would not have occurred. This would not be happening, you know. So
you listened to the whole thing this morning, and it's over. So
why did this? It's over. I came in the middle, but okay. I was, you know, but I also saw commentary right after.
So you didn't.
I'm just, you know, to me, I know some people say all life matters. Well, if all life matters, which in theory I agree, then when a child is born into poverty in Mississippi, do they do anything about it? They really? No, they don't. It's just you have to be born, and then. And after that, you're on your own.
No, you don't even have to be born. All you have to be is a protozoa. You don't even have to be a.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say. The unborn fetus, they worry about. But once you're born, you know, and you live in poverty, and particularly with the racism in Mississippi, they haven't changed. They're still racist. And this affects around the country, mostly minority poor, not all, because if you're white, in most cases, you can, not always, you can afford to travel to another state and all that. But, you know, minority poor have enough trouble just making ends meet. It's just, to me, it's outrageous that it should even be a case.
So you weren't very comfortable with what you heard.
Oh. I was angry, and I usually don't get angry, and I'm thankful for my blood pressure either, but
yeah.
Be angry because I'm saying this court, if they do that, they have disgraced themselves in history, the majority, of course, but I'm saying the Roberts Court will go down, condemned in history because it's always named after the Supreme Court Chief Justice, and I think he's trying to prevent it because he's not pro-choice, but he seems to be, I've wavered on being anti-abortion, and maybe Kavanaugh, as I wrote in my blog yesterday, maybe Kavanaugh, even though I don't like the guy at all, but because Susan Collins asked him about that, and he said he saw it as a precedent, Roe v. Wade. So
yeah.
The implication is that he would not overrule Roe v. Wade and wipe it out. And I think Susan Collins' reputation depends on that, and her reputation isn't very good right now anyway in so many other ways. But if those two hold on with the three Clinton and Obama appointments, then it will not happen. But I think it's hard to say what will happen with Amy Coney Barrett. She's basically anti-abortion, but not clear what she'll do. And also Neil Gorsuch, although it seems like he probably will rule to end Roe v. Wade. But Thomas and Alito, oh my God, I wish I could put them on an island by themselves, you know?
Well, so they didn't rule on anything yet. They just heard
the arguments.
No,
the oral arguments.
How soon will they rule on it, or do they have another step to go through? Do you
well,
understand?
They could rule on it very quickly, or they could wait to June 28th or something. If some of these cases, they wait to the end of the whole Supreme Court term. It could go on for another, 7 months, basically.
So the poor ladies in Texas will have no idea what's going to happen, right?
Well, that's a separate issue.
Okay.
I'm not
sure. Oh, that's
sure.
right.
That was wrong, too. They should have stopped it then. And at least, you know, what I guess you say is say we're suspending it, not canceling it, so that we'll consider it later. But they shouldn't have let it go into effect. That's hurt a lot of people in Texas. It's wrong.
Yeah.
If you have money, you can go out and you can get an abortion. Or you can go and try to do it yourself and kill yourself in the process with a coat hanger.
And we will have some of that happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
To me, it's not that I love abortion. I like the idea of people only getting pregnant when they want to, but there's rape, incest, and life of the mother, and they don't care about it in Mississippi or Texas.
Well, now, this question that was before the state, or before the Supreme Court today, was to cut back the time of viability from 26 or 25 weeks to 15. Is that not correct?
Yes, okay. That's true, yes.
So it doesn't take it all the way back to what a lot of people in Ohio want to do is 6 weeks, which is...
That's what Texas was trying to do.
Yeah.
So that's what Texas has done. Of course, Josh Mandel is one of those promoting that, an Orthodox Jew who doesn't care about basic human rights of women. That man and J.D. Vance, if either of them wins the Ohio Senate seat, they are destroying Ohio.
You quit calling us, right?
What's that?
You might quit calling WWGH.
No, not that. But right. I am really saying Tim Ryan, he's not perfect, but damn it, he's got to be the next senator.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I just saw a thing on a news station that it's a toss of the coin right now, you know, as far as the polls go.
Yeah.
Is whether he wins or not, so...
So what do the polls show?
Well, it's 50-50.
50-50 of Ryan versus who, Mandel or Vance?
I think Ryan versus the opposing...
Whoever the Republican
group.
Is.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll find out, I guess.
And it's funny how you said I would never go Ohio again. No, I didn't say that. But I'll tell you, it wouldn't make me feel good about Ohio, but then I'm not happy about Florida without crazy governor.
Yeah, you should. It's the pot calling the kettle black, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it makes it, if you care about principles and politics, it's just a very hard time to live through. It really is.
It is. And I, you know, I have to keep fighting myself not to get angry because...
It's not good. No,
yeah,
you're right.
Right, and in most cases, I'm getting angry over something that hasn't happened yet. It's something I'm afraid is going to happen.
Yeah, there's also something we can't control what happens.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And, you know, and the same thing with this Michigan 15-year-old who killed five people and wounded eight. The whole idea of no kind of gun regulation.
Right.
It's insanity.
It's absolutely nuts. And I don't, you know, I'm not a person that believes, I don't hunt. I have hunted, but I don't anymore. But I don't believe we should take guns away from hunters. I don't believe we should take guns away from people that, you know, like to have guns. I just believe that they shouldn't be out in public, and I don't believe that you should be able to carry them wherever you want to.
Yeah, and this kid, apparently, the gun was purchased by his father four days earlier.
Yeah, 4 days.
And I wonder if he knew he was taking it to school. I guess he didn't. But honestly, since he's a minor, I think the parents should be prosecuted, just him.
If the father, who is a proud gun owner, I assume, was following some of the rules that they teach you when you get a gun, you would have had it locked up with no ability for a kid to get a hold of it.
And I have to think that this kid had issues at home. Realized he had mental instability. I mean, maybe not. We don't know enough yet.
No.
He can't tell me he's just a normal kid who suddenly decided, hey, I'm going to do this. There must have been some signs.
Yeah, there.
He's had stuff on Facebook and elsewhere, and maybe the parents didn't know it, but I understand some kids stayed home that day because they had seen on Facebook things he had said, and they were afraid. They actually stayed home that morning.
Oh,
yesterday.
My. I hadn't heard that yet. No,
I heard. I mean, I haven't read it, but I heard it. I saw it on the news about some kids were afraid to go to school and they stayed home.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, my God. This is...
Now, there were, what, 15 injured and...
I thought it was
three,
eight injured.
Eight injured and three killed, I believe.
Oh, it's not 15, my God.
No.
Teacher, seven students injured, a total of eight, and three students killed.
Jeez.
It's just terrible.
It is.
Just,
by a 15-year-old kid who got a gun from his dad.
And he won't answer any questions. I understand the answer. He doesn't have to answer questions, but the parents won't answer any questions. I have a feeling the parents have some kind of a role that they need to be prosecuted in this. Although I don't know enough, but it just sounds to me like that family has issues. It really does.
I don't know what you'd prosecute them for. unless they bought the gun for him and gave it to him. And
well, because they didn't make sure that he couldn't have access.
Right.
To the gun.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm.
No kid should have access to a gun without the parent being there with him.
When I was in basic training, even us adults who knew how to fire weapons, they took the guns away from us and locked them up.
Yeah.
They didn't want people getting killed there. Oh, man.
It's just really upsetting. It is very upsetting. It reminds me of Sandy Hook in Connecticut. The kids,
yep,
that were killed, and the elementary school teachers killed, and then Parkland here where high school kids were killed, you know.
Well, there seems to be somebody getting, well, I think the facts prove it out that somebody's getting killed every day in a multiple killing. It's not just one-on-one. There's several.
No, it's definitely, in fact, I forget what it was. There was a certain number of people died yesterday, maybe not all multiple, but I mean, a lot of people commit suicide too by gun,
yes,
every day.
Yes.
And a lot of veterans do.
Yeah, yeah, that's just,
I think it's 21 a day?
Is that right?
Insane.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
we need mental health for these people, you know?
We do, and but I guarantee you that the Republican Party, the way it is right now, won't give them any money to do that. It doesn't seem.
No, instead, Lauren Boebert of Colorado spends her time attacking Ilhan Omar because she's a Muslim. It's just amazing.
Well, and then she's attacked by her own member of her own party, Wade, I believe her last name is, and you know, there.
Adam Kinzinger was critical of her because he's one of the two people on the January 6th committee.
Well, I think Senator Wade, I think is her name, and she had a fight with her, and
not sure what you mean.
Calling each. I'm sorry.
I don't know who you're talking about.
No, maybe it's Mace.
Mace of South Carolina.
Yes.
What did she have to say?
Well, they had a disagreement.
She's gorgeous looking, Mace, Nancy Mace.
Well,
she looks like a beauty contest winner. I didn't know she. I haven't been keeping up in the last days of that.
Well, in essence, she basically told Boebert she's being a fool, saying things like this.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
And then Boebert got back at her. And
they got this up now.
A phone call between the two of them.
Besides the phone call with Omar.
Oh yeah, but Boebert and Mace also had.
I gotta look this up. I'm not gonna look it up now, but I just have just put down Mace Boebert dispute.
Yeah, so they're fighting with each other. It sounds to me like the wheels might be getting a little wobbly on the Republican cart.
But as I've read in the last week, does Kevin McCarthy do anything?
No, of course not. He doesn't want. And I heard that this morning. He does. He knows he needs the extreme right still on his side so that he will get voted in as the Speaker of the House.
If the Republicans win the majority, I hope they don't.
Yeah.
But then, as I think I said on this show, that if he makes enemies in quotes, probably Jim Jordan will be Speaker of the House.
That would be horrible. I told that to my wife and my sister-in-law after I came back from last week's meeting, and they almost threw me out of the house. That can't be. That just can't be.
Well, because he is someone that goes along with that group, you know?
Well, what did you think of, back to Boebert, what did you think of her apology to Ilhan Omar?
I was surprised she even did that.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised.
But
yeah,
apparently it wasn't very sincere because Omar basically said, "I'll stick it."
Oh, and now I see Marjorie Taylor Greene calls Nancy Mace trash in the GOP.
I got it wrong.
Yes. Boebert. Maybe
yes.
It was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Talk
about trash. Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
So maybe it's both, but I see the headline here does say Marjorie Taylor Greene calls Nancy Mace trash in the GOP.
That's who it was.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
That's entertaining. Oh, my God.
Well, like I said, it sounds like there are some wheels that are getting a little wobbly on that.
Wow.
I hope.
Well, see, just by missing a little bit of part of the day, not being involved yesterday, being out and all that, how much you miss if you don't keep up every minute.
Yeah, that's right. And even if you do keep up most of the time, you get names wrong like I do.
What about the new book, that says that Trump knew he had COVID-19 and went to the debate with Joe Biden?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I didn't.
Buck Meadows' new book. That's the guy who's...
Meadows' new book says that?
Mark Meadows,
yeah,
the chief of staff of him, who's been subpoenaed and has agreed to testify. So it sounds like he's turning against him, unlike others.
Now,
the new book is just coming out. Of course, they always make money on it, but saying that he didn't want anybody to know. Everybody knew, but they couldn't stop him from going to the debate with, you know, last, I guess, September, October, whatever it was, with Biden, which endangered Biden, too.
Do you think we'll have a person in this crowd of Republicans that will be like the guy that said, yes, in fact, Nixon did have recording devices? Are we going to have somebody drop the bomb like that and this will all be exposed? Or do you think that they're going to just keep on fighting?
Well, I think some people hinted at it, but the investigation goes on. But again, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney look great.
Yeah.
I agree with their conservative views, and I don't. I made it clear, I want Kinzinger to run. I want Kinzinger to run, and even as a third-party candidate, because he's a decent guy with a military background, 12 years in the House. He's not going to be in the House in 23 because his seat's being taken away by gerrymandering, losing a seat in Ohio. And in Illinois, I mean. Point is that he's a decent man, and he speaks his mind, and he's on the committee, and so is Cheney. But probably being a male, white male, good-looking, and military background, and 12 years in the House may even be better than being Dick Cheney's daughter.
Yeah.
I mean, there are problems with being Dick Cheney's daughter.
There are some problems.
But I think Adam Kinzinger is like 42. He'd be a perfect age if he was to win. And I wouldn't like it, but at least he wouldn't be crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, he would be honest, and that's not something that the Republican Party has a surfeit of
problems. Yeah, Kinzinger is reasonable. Again, I don't like his views on many issues, but it's not a question of always getting what you want. It's wanting somebody that's sane and sensible, and that's the point.
Yeah, I'd like somebody that's a little empathetic and honest, too. And I think he's both of those.
Yeah, and he's very impressive when you see him speak and all that. He really is, you know?
Yeah, he is.
And it's not just 2 years. He's 12 years in the House, and he was in the military. So he's got great credentials, and he's early 40s. He'll be like 45 by then. Perfect age. Sounds like I'm campaigning for him. No, I don't want him to win. But if he's the winner, you know, if he was actually, which he probably wouldn't be, the Republican nominee, it would save the Republican Party, is what I would say. But yet, Taylor Greene wants him and Cheney kicked out of the party.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane. You don't have to agree. So why not kick you out of the party, Greene, you know?
Did you hear Fauci's response to
Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Yes.
I had
people are saying horrible things about Fauci comparing him to Dr. Mengele and the Nazis. Oh,
yes.
Come on.
That wasn't Cruz, though, was it? That was a female.
No, that was someone else on that.
Might have been
that
Boebert.
Was someone, a media person who used to be on 60 Minutes.
Oh, yes, that's
the
right.
Name,
yeah.
Who now is on, I think, Fox News Channel. But she used to do stories on 60 Minutes. And a friend of mine wrote me and said, she should be banned from media forever. She should never be able to do any more stories. Because that's outrageous to say that.
Well, I'm not a big fan of banning anybody from being able to say what they believe, but I am a fan of calling them out.
That's crazy stuff. It really is.
Well, call them out, and let's talk about it. That's why I have this show, so that we can say that you're a lying...
I'm just angry. See, I'm angry today. I'm trying not to be, but it's hard not to be angry.
Well, you know, one thing I liked about Fauci... giggled about Cruz's answer.
He devoted his whole life to his field. He's a brilliant man. He's going to be 81, by the way, at the end of December.
Is he really? Wow.
Yeah, I think it's this month. I think he's 80. He's going to be 81. I'm going to look it up while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And, you know, so actually I think he has almost the same birthday as I do, I think.
Okay, now we got to send presents. When's your birthday?
24th he's born. So he'll be 81 on December 24th.
He was
on December 17th, a week earlier, and of course 4 years later.
Oh, that's the day I find out whether I get a colonoscopy or not, the 17th.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, actually, I've had them. It's not a big deal.
Well.
Have you never had one?
No.
I've had a few. And, of course, George W. Bush had it. Even Trump had it, although he wouldn't let Pence know about it.
As acting
president.
Yeah.
Biden's had it.
Yeah. You know? Well, I prefer pooping in a box than having somebody stick a tube
up. He'll be 81 on December 24th.
Huh.
It's amazing. What a career. He is such a star, you know?
Yeah, he is. And how you can possibly think that anything's wrong with the man.
Anybody who thinks Fauci is somebody dangerous They're lunatics, what I'll say.
They need to have their head examined. Absolutely, yeah.
The GOP anger with Fauci rises on the Hill magazine online.
Oh,
now, the Republican Party is losing all credibility. Never had much anyway lately, but it's just crazy, you know?
You know, I don't get people calling in and defending the Republican Party on my show or either the other two shows that I'm on.
Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised. I would have thought by now somebody would have called in and told me that I was a bad guy for saying they're lying. Well, yeah. Obviously they can't defend what they're saying. So.
Yeah, but to say Dr. Mengele, not
that's,
you.
Yeah,
how
could
he ever make it?
Well, you're a little bit more attuned to that than my local friends are, because
okay, but I'm just saying, when you bring up Nazi Germany and say he's like a Nazi Germany doctor, come on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's pure insanity. And talk about that, what about Chris Cuomo being suspended from CNN because of his involvement with his brother?
Scott and I were talking about that in our show right before this, and I really was unaware. I heard that that there was a dust up, but I didn't realize that they had actually banned him from. Well, I don't know if they banned him or whether he decided
suspended
to
suspend him. But you know something? Okay. I think with CNN, they've let other people go. I think he's not going to be there. I'd be very surprised if he comes back.
Well,
it's just sad in a way because I like his show.
I like his show, yeah.
But I think what he did was wrong, and people have to be held accountable in the media.
If in fact,
just say and do anything and have no accountability.
If in fact he did what is being said, so.
Yeah, well, it seems like it's true, but also they've gotten rid of people who were just outrageous in what they said. Like former Senator Rick Santorum, conservative, used to be on CNN. He got kicked off CNN.
Well, I'm glad he's gone. I hated listening to him.
Yeah, again, you would say everybody should have their view, but some people, I think, when they go too far, they should be told go somewhere else. So they'll go to Fox News Channel or something, you know.
Yeah, they're not saying he can't speak. They're just saying he can't speak on our network.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right. What do you think of the Omicron strain that's running around?
I'm worried. I'm very concerned about it. You know, I just hope it doesn't become a big crisis. But for people to act as if, they don't care, they're still not going to get vaccinated. And I have students who have not been vaccinated and don't wear masks. And I can't make them. And, you know, they all, I guess, feel they're young, that it's only old people or people overweight or people with diabetes. Now, a lot of cases, they're right, but a lot of outliers occur, too, where people are perfectly fine and they get sick and die. Like, there was somebody who was anti-vaccination, I heard his name, and he was saying he was never going to get it, and he died of COVID-19 yesterday or today after a couple of weeks of being sick. And that happens to a lot of people who said they don't believe it.
Well,
and they're not all, you know, overweight or have diabetes or old, you know. So to me, it's suicidal not to do it.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. Now, I did have a guy come up to me, I think it was at the grocery store, and say, do you really care whether the people get their shots or not? And I said, absolutely.
Well, why not? Well, you only care about yourself, I would say.
And I asked him.
Screw everybody as long as I do what I want. That's terrible.
I asked him, have you gotten your shots? He said, absolutely, I have. And I said, well, I'm glad that you've had your shots, but I care about other people, and I think you probably do. And he says, well, wouldn't it benefit your stance? Obviously, he knew I was a liberal. He said, wouldn't it benefit your stance if all those people die off? And I said, well, I'm not sure I really want to think about it that way. You know, we get some interesting, Scott gets interesting people coming up. He works at a local store, and he gets people coming up to him and saying all sorts of interesting things.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of fun. And sometimes you don't know the people, and they'll hear you in line or something, and they know your voice. And they will talk to you.
Well, they know you and also Scott's voice.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and also Adam's, of course.
Yep, right, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, did you hear about David K. Johnston's book revealing that Trump or his organizations had benefited up to $1.7 billion with a B dollars while he was in office?
That also, but I know who David K. Johnston is, but he's a grifter. Look, he's still getting people to send him money about the idea he may run again. It's all just, it's all a sham, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about Trump, yeah. Not Johnson, right?
Yes, I mean, I'm saying, but even the, I knew who he is. I know who he is, but I did not know about what you just said.
It's a brand new book.
I guess the last day or two. So
yeah.
When I keep out of touch, just as my son's here, it makes
blame
me
it on your son.
Know everything that's going on, but never. But I'm just saying, I'm not surprised. But he's also been scamming people for all the money they send him because they think he's going to run, and I don't think he's going to run.
I don't think he is either. Why would he want to? I mean, he's making money hand over fist without being...
Of course, if he announces he doesn't, the money won't keep on rolling in.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
That's the only thing. But he has to eventually make it clear whether he's running or not. Same with Joe Biden. Is he going to run or not? I think he's not going to run.
Well, and I think he must be one of those people that loves the power. He likes people kissing his ring or something else. And I think he likes the power even more than the money. I think the money is a means for him to get the power.
He's an egomaniac, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... In my opinion, well, I've told you before, I told my wife when I was very young, the reason why people get into politics are money, sex, and power, and not necessarily in that term, in that order.
I think in the past, it was always that, but I think there were more people with principle, but today it's very hard to find people.
Or at least they said they had principles and tried not to show that they didn't. Nowadays, people don't even care. I think Trump has given them the opportunity to...
he's narcissistic to the extreme.
Yeah.
It's an illness, actually, the way he is. He's too much.
And he's given all his minions the authority to go out and be like him, which is
to endorse violence.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he needs to be held accountable and end up in prison. I really mean he does, but it's taken forever, you know?
Do you remember the rally where there was an African-American person in the crowd and... He yelled out something.
He said, "Here's my African American." Who says that?
Yeah, and then he also said one time, "If he gives you a hard time, beat the crap out of him, and I'll pay for your legal expense." Well,
yeah,
you know darn well he wouldn't.
Arrested for January 6th. He's not helping any of them.
No, of course not.
And that would make them, I think, finally realize, oh, they've been had, you know?
Oh,
I'm not sure they're smart enough to know that.
I'm not sure they are. I'm really concerned about all of my Republican friends. Why can't they see this? Or maybe they do see it, or why are they not saying something about it? Like the two that are on the... January 6th committee that have, that's one of the things I used to respect about my Republican friends. Most of them at least feigned bravery. Now they are showing they are absolutely cowards with dribbling stuff coming down their chin.
Yes, only Kinzinger and Cheney, and of course there's some others who voted
there
to impeach or convict him, you know, that kind of thing, you know, but they didn't go further on the committee.
Yeah.
There are a few small number of others that have spoken up and are now seen as now Republicans by the Marjorie Taylor Greens, and the Lauren Boberts and the Jim Jordan types. Yeah.
Now, I did look up that Lauren Boberg, her Harvard degree came from her GED.
She never even graduated high school.
No, she didn't graduate from high school. She has a GED, and there's nothing wrong with getting your GED. Please, anybody out there that has a GED, I kind of respect them for doing that.
Yeah.
That's not somebody...
Would a high school graduate be enough to be in Congress?
I don't think that's something that we want in Congress.
No, but also, if she's the one that has a husband, I think before she married him, that Simpson, where he exposed himself or something. It's something that I've read.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, something about exposing, as she said the word, meaning his sex organ. You know, and I'm thinking, why would he even tell us that?
Well, I don't understand.
She married him.
I don't understand any of this stuff. And it makes me feel, I like to be able to understand things, but I can't fathom any of this crap that's going on in our Republican Party right now.
And Kevin McCarthy makes Paul Ryan and John Boehner, who were both speakers, look better, but I think they were all bad, but now it's even worse, you know.
Well, who would you, if let's say that the Democrats lose, who would you select as the Speaker of the House. Would you go with Kinzinger?
I would go with Kinzinger, yeah, but of course they wouldn't select because he's a bad Republican in their mind.
Yeah, in their mind, he's a horrible Republican, not just bad.
I just hope and pray that the Democrats keep control. I really do, but it's going to be hard, but it's not impossible.
No.
If people have any moral decency, they will realize, my God, you know, the Democrats are trying to do some good deeds, doing some good things, and that while they're not perfect, it's better than putting Republicans and a lunatics into control. But the gerrymandering situation makes it easier for Republicans to win seats.
And why? We need to get in there and pass that voter bill. And we haven't been able to do that yet either.
And actually, they were saying today on the commentary after the Supreme Court argument that they could also decide to pass legislation making abortion legal in all states or something. Of course, they would never get it done because I guess it'd be hard to get into the Senate, but it really should be legislation, not just a Supreme Court case Roe v. Wade, but to reverse something from 49 years ago almost. It's just unheard of. Trying to compare it to, you know, to Plessy v. Ferguson, which is what Alito was doing, and it's insane. It's like the man is a lunatic. How can he say things like that? You know, but he can say whatever he wants.
Yep.
And he's an arrogant SOB who has not shown up in most of the State of the Union addresses either. Neither has Thomas.
And I don't understand either. That is so childish. If my kids acted like that to somebody, you know, let's say they're up for head of patrol, and they refuse to go to the class, you know, the meeting where the new head of patrol is introduced, and they refuse to go to it, I would spank my child if they did.
Well, not at this age.
I would at this age, too. But I'd use a heavy, heavy-handed paddle with holes in it. You know?
That's so funny.
Do you remember when they used to scare you to death by saying I have holes in my paddle?
Well, I've never been in a school where they did that kind of thing.
I was paddled by a principal.
I don't think they did it in New York where I grew up. I'm not aware. I never had a problem anywhere that I would be threatened, you know?
Well, I poked a girl with an umbrella because, well...
What age?
I don't know, 12, 10, somewhere around there.
And where are you living in, Indiana?
Yeah.
Maybe Indiana had different rules than New York.
Maybe so. Well, she poked.
Indiana is a very conservative Republican state. Even when around it, much of the time, Democrats or liberals did well, and even in Ohio in the past, or in Illinois and elsewhere, Indiana's always been an outlier.
Well, Buttigieg is from my town, South Bend.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying Indiana historically is more Republican, more reliable, I guess, than the states around it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why. Just like New Hampshire and New England is the only state that's not really liberal in New England. You know?
Is that right? New Hampshire is not considered liberal?
Well, it can be, and it is at times, but it's not like Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. It's definitely the state that's in play, as I said to my students yesterday. Just Indiana is not in play. Indiana is going to always be, but it's always been Republican, but New Hampshire is a swing state.
Yeah, okay, I didn't realize that. My aunt is from New Hampshire. Well, she's no longer with us. But
yeah, most of the Midwest now are swing states, but Indiana is not, and Illinois is not. Illinois is blue as anything.
Yep.
Indiana is as red as anything.
And both of them have sprinklings.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. They're sometimes blue, sometimes not, and the same with Ohio, although now it's becoming more red, and also Iowa, you know, and Missouri. They're harder to predict, you know, they're all swing states.
When my wife and I drove to California last time, which was in 19, I believe it was, No, it was 19. There were more Trump signs in Missouri than I had seen in the world.
Yeah, but yet people forget that in the 70s and 80s, the Republican Party dominated California.
Yeah.
So they tried to regulate and deny benefits to illegal immigrants to have basic medical and educational needs.
Yeah.
And that's when the Republican Party basically was destroyed after 1994, where they only have a small number of House members and a very small percentage of the legislature, and every top official is Democratic ever since.
Except for certain little on technically it was like Orange or someplace.
Well, even Orange. Orange had four Democrats flip seats.
Is that right?
Two of them were lost last time. But Sacramento, near Sacramento, is where Kevin McCarthy is from. So there are areas, the rural areas or the farm areas, where there are Republicans, but only about 8 or 9 seats out of 50-something. So it's definitely a blue state overall now. And it wasn't always. It used to be Nixon and Reagan country.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're down to our final minute. You got anything? You got to get on the air.
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard for me to just come up with. I would just say that I'm just, I did write yesterday about the Supreme Court and Roe v. Wade, and I am very, very worried about what's going to happen, and I'm hoping that that we'll have Kavanaugh and Roberts decide that they're not going to do harm to the institution, because that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And I haven't read your thing that you put in yesterday, but I will go home and read that. So,
yeah, also, what was it? Dreed Zakaria talked about the radical rebellion, transformation of the GOP, an update from May about what's happened to the Republican Party, and I wrote that on November 20th. You can look at
okay.
It, all right?
I'll do that. Yeah, well, you have a great day. We're down to our last 10 seconds. So
see you on December 8th.
Okay, excellent. Bye-bye, Dr. Feynman.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Feynman, and thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. From 101-year-old oldest working actor in Hollywood, Norman Lloyd, reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
When the who's young...